when I didn't return the same, how do I? Giving up, how I,
Lord, I say thank you.
Your love rushed in like a mighty flood and lifted me above. How I,
Lord,
I've got to say
thank you. I'll be thanking you.
Praising you
the rest of my life,
all of my life.
I'd like to know the power of your love.
Thank you for your sacrifice.
I appreciate all that
everything you do. And I want to say,
just walk out to say,
and your hands upon me, Lord. I'm often gone astray. How I,
Lord,
I've got to
say thank you.
And how the Spirit gently led me back to safety in your way. I want to say,
Lord,
I thank you.
And
came forth with boldness and confidence, and anointing fell on this place and it fell on you. You're in a new level now. In the Lord. Because you're living what you say. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have not seen knowledgeable ministers of the word. Now, historically, I set aside the month of August and the past allow our ministers to come forth, and it was this year a point where we could not get them all in the month of August. But we have one today who, for such a time as this, God has given the liberty, the privilege, and the stage to bring us the Word of God. And that's none other than our own minister, Maddie Grantham. So Maddie's going to come forth. And Maddie, if you will come, I not only want to pray for you, but you all see this beautiful lectern. That's the technical name for it. God has provided this for not only our use, but we're going to share it with the art space. And not only do I want to pray God's anointing over Maddie, but as I told her, she's going to break in this new lectern. We want to pray that God would use every speaker, believer and non-believer, to his glory. Father in heaven, we thank you and we bless you. And Lord, you have given us the charge to be among believers, that we might exhort one another unto love and unto good works. And you said all the more as we see the day approaching. Lord God, we thank you for Minister Maddie and the preparation that she's put in to deliver your word today. And Father, as she stands, oh God, in a prophetic anointing to say what thus saith the Lord, we thank you, Father, for already preparing and anointing her. Father, this piece of furniture that we call a lectern, Lord God, we thank you for it. Because, Lord, your word says every good and perfect gift comes from you, Lord. And, Father, we receive this as a gift to you. And so, Lord, I pray that every speaker, male or female, Jew, Gentile, would, Lord, be blessed when they touch this podium to prepare to speak. And I ask and receive these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, saints. Gratitude comes from having a right perspective. It's being able to look at what you have and being thankful for that rather than longing for what you don't have. It's incredible that anyone can look at the kindness of God, the goodness of God, and the faithfulness of God, and not feel any emotion of gratitude. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just come before you praising you and thanking you for another day. Father, this humble piece of clay prays that the words of my mouth and the very meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Holy Spirit, I thank you for your anointing to teach, which is not by power, not by might, but it's by your Spirit. So I give you praise, honor, and glory for those that you assembled this morning, that they might not only be hearers of the word, but doers of the word. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
A few weeks ago, I was in my devotional time going through the Bible, and I got to John 15, and I read a couple of verses that just stopped me in my tracks. Having read them many times before, having gone through John and BSF for 2 years, it was like, wow, I've never seen it in this context before. And as I began to meditate, the Lord just began to take me through his word. And the scriptures come from John chapter 15, verse 22a and 24a. 22a reads, "If I had not come and spoken to thee." 24 reads, "If I had not done among them the work which no one else did."
Wow.
As the Lord began to illuminate my mind on these two phrases, I thought I was a worshiper and a praiser, but I had a Holy Ghost good time all by myself. Me, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And I'm just so grateful that he has given me the opportunity to just share my gratitude with you. If I had not come and spoken, if I had not done the things no one else has done. Looking at as if I had not come, I began to think about all the prophecies in the Bible, in the Old Testament, starting at Genesis 3:15, all the way up through Malachi. The prophecies that spoke of Jesus coming, first coming and second coming. A study by the secular school, MIT, tells us that if only 8 of the prophecies that were written about Jesus Christ came true, it would have been the odds of 1 in 100 trillion. Now, 8, 1 in 100 trillion. And theologians tell us that over 300 Old Testament prophecies came true in the New Testament. So when we look at what God has done, he's given us prophecies of Jesus' birth, where he would be born, how he would be born, of his death. Zechariah 9:9 tells us 400 years before crucifixion was used that he would be pierced. And when we look at Isaiah 53, if that's not our Lord and Savior on the cross, who else is it? If he had not come, we would have no need for the Old Testament. The tabernacle in the wilderness, every piece relates to Jesus Christ. The camping of the Israelites around that tabernacle was a cross, speaking of his death. If the Old Testament is obsolete, we can get rid of the New Testament because it was written by believers who saw Jesus Christ, some before, but most after his resurrection. And for those who would like to say that the resurrection was a myth, the women went to the wrong tomb, or the religious leaders stole the body. All of those myths have been debunked. If for no other reason, the believers who saw him for those 40 days after the resurrection turning the world upside down. We see Peter, who denied him out of fear, not once, not twice, but three times, standing before religious leaders after being filled with the Holy Spirit, accusing them of crucifying the Christ and leading 3,000 to be saved. And don't get me to talking about Paul, because I say after I've spent 10,000 years at the feet of Jesus, I want to go talk to Paul. Paul said, I went up to the third heaven. I saw things that are unlawful for me to come back and talk about. He couldn't talk about it, but his life activity showed Paul saw something. First, he saw Jesus on the Damascus Road. Because Paul was an intelligent man. He says, I was a Pharisee of the Pharisees. He knew the scriptures back and forth. But when he got knocked off his horse on the Damascus Road and saw the light of Jesus shining and talking to him, Paul got up, went, got baptized, filled with the Holy Spirit. He went into the desert for 3 years and spent time with the Lord, and he came back, no matter how he was beaten, shipwrecked, forsaken, the gospel that the Lord Jesus Christ had given to him was worth him dying for. If he had not come. I don't know about you, but I was a wretch undone, living in a world of sin. I had no hope, no peace within. Somebody told me what Jesus did. Said he gave his life, died for my sins. Now I'm justified. I'm sanctified. I'll glorify his holy name. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus right now. If you come to him, he'll give you hope. If you come to him, he'll give you joy. Where there's no peace, he'll give you peace. Where there's sadness, that's my testimony. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But if he had not come, we would not have a testimony, because each of us was pulled out of a pit of sin. And you got to recognize, we're all on equal plane. Yes. Your sin, no greater than my sin. Amen. We were all headed to hell. Well, taking a lot of folk with us.
Amen.
Truth be told.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But his sacrifice, seen from the foundation of the world, God's forethought, God's counsel, had already performed the sacrifice.
Yes, it is.
And he gave us so many pictures in his word. Abraham taking Isaac up to offer him up.
Yes.
A sacrifice.
Yes.
The lamb, bulls, and oxen that the children of Israel had to sacrifice for atonement.
Yes.
He did it all.
Yes.
No more blood. Because when I think about that thing, that was a bloody mess.
Man, it was.
And we won't see that much blood until he comes back again for the battle of Armageddon. And I read that the blood is going to be up to the horse's head. Yeah. If he had not come. If he had not spoken. I don't know what words in the Bible are rhema to you, that they live, that they come alive when you're going through stuff. But if you don't have any rhema word in you, I would beseech you, my brothers and my sisters, get a Bible and read the rhema. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Now, the words he spoke, if he were just a great teacher, a great rabbi, we would say he was a lunatic. The Jews got so hot with him when he began the I am discourse in the word. Because that word I am, they couldn't say that because it was holy. It was God's holy name. Every time he used it, they were burning up because he was saying, I am God.
Amen.
When he said, I'm the bread of life.
Yeah.
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yeah.
He was saying, I am God.
Amen.
So we, in this hour, have to say, he's either God the Son, or he's a lunatic. I've chosen God the Son.
Yeah.
And the words he's spoken. And if he did not do what no other man has done, not only did he predict his death and resurrection, he did it.
That's right. That's right.
He told folk about it. And then it was done. That awes me. We were in Orlando and we went to the TBN's Holy. What's that?
Holy Land.
And we got there and we had about 15 minutes before we were to take communion. And I walked down to the replica of the empty tomb. I remember Pastor Butler, when they went to Israel, he came back and he said he, Pastor Calhoun, and Pastor John Payton had almost tore up the empty tomb. I can understand why. We are the only group that has a Savior. Who's alive?
Amen.
Witnessed by over 500 people.
Yes.
And if they were going to say he didn't die, then would have been the time to do it.
Amen.
Not wait until we get to 2011 or 2008 with the Da Vinci Codes and all this other garbage. But the proof of his resurrection is in, well, I know he's in me.
Yes.
And I pray he's in most of you.
Yes.
He's called the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And I get excited about the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Yes.
Something about that Holy Ghost I can't explain. But I got it.
Amen.
And he told his faithful followers, tarry in Jerusalem until it comes.
Yes.
That was his command before he ascended to heaven. In the Gospels, he tells us those that believe would be baptized in the Holy Spirit. We would speak with new tongues. We would lay hands on the sick and they would recover.
Amen.
But the Holy Spirit, he sent back,
was to give us the boldness to be a witness. Not to sit on our jobs and watch people act crazy, go through crazy stuff. And we are walking around with the word of life and too fearful to give it. I would say if you're fearful about sharing your faith, ask the Lord. He said, ask your Father. He said, ask. And he will give you the Holy Spirit. He will not give you a stone. Ask. And he will give it. In my transformation, January 1st, 1987, my husband had gone out of town to see his sister in Cincinnati, and God knows I was glad he was gone.
Amen.
The children and I went to church, and I cannot remember what the message was, but I remember telling the Lord wholeheartedly, I'm yours, Lord. Try me and see. See if I can be completely yours. Came home and my husband had the record by Tremaine Hawkins and the Hawkins family. Yeah. And there was one song on there that I kept playing over again. Usually when he put that record on, I go somewhere else because I didn't want to hear it. That day, as she sang Change to me, over and over again, I knew there was something different going on inside.
Yes.
And when I got on my knees and I said, Lord, you're going to have to give me what it takes to live this life, because I saw the way my mother lived her Christian life. I told you before, we were some bad children. But when people would come to her with the reports of things we had done, I'm saved and my household was saved.
Amen.
And that was her pat answer. Well, bless God, all of us today are saved.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
But as I listened to that song, I got on my knees and I asked the Lord to give me what it would take to live this life for him. When I got up off my knees, I was singing in the spirit. Didn't know what had happened, what had come. And my pastor told me, you received the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
All I did was ask in sincerity.
Amen.
And Jesus said, his word that he spoke, it's expedient that I go away. Because if I don't go, the Comforter will not come. Who is this Comforter? Who is this Holy Spirit? Well, first of all, he gives us a boldness to witness. No, I should say, first of all, he's one of the persons of the Trinity.
Amen.
He is a person. He's not an it.
Amen.
It's a person.
Yes.
And just as Jesus was with the disciples, walking, talking, providing, comforting, he comes in to walk, talk, provide, comfort. Yes, he does talk to you.
Yes, he does.
When we stop getting on our knees and giving out our list of wants and take the time to just minister to God sometimes, just minister around the word, thank you. Just minister to him sometime. Then allow him to speak to you. He will tell you things that are to come. He will lead you into all truth. He will teach you. He will be a comforter. The Greek word is paraclete.
Yes.
He comes alongside and helps. He doesn't do the work for you, okay? Don't get it twisted. Because too many of us sit back and wait until the Holy Ghost moves. No, he comes alongside your movement. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And he empowers us for our God-given task. And he makes us holy. Like any person, he can be grieved and he can be quenched. He gives the gifts to the church as he wills.
Yes.
Not the gift you want, but as he wills. And it's a sad state for the church when many don't know what their spiritual gift is. And he has given each one, from the youngest to the oldest, a spiritual gift for the building up of the church. So if you go mumble and grumble about the church, first look within. Am I doing my part?
Amen.
If he had not come, if he had not spoken, if he had not done the works that no other man could do, I don't know where I would be.
Amen. Amen.
But because I'm here, I'll say it like Paul said. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
For it is the power of God unto salvation.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I've cut this short because there's a song I want Hammer to play, and I pray that the song ministers to you as it's ministered to me. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
We
To know that he is still available to us.
Yes.